You can't stop those storms in life from coming, but you can choose how to face them. Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. If you become a Christian, do you think God is going to give you an easy life? That's not what the Bible shows us, but it does teach that God will be with you through anything you go through. Even when you're struggling, God is still God, and He is still good. And the struggle can teach you new things about Him. Let's get into that today with our devotional called Well With My Soul by Bethany Acker. I never thought I would have to let go and say, "It is well with my soul," like the old hymn. I never thought I would have to learn to be okay with the storms in my life. I prayed for God to take them. I begged Him to change things and make my life better. Then I learned to accept the struggles. I realized that even in them, God was still good. Even if this life got difficult, and it has, my God has not failed me. If you have ever lost a loved one, then you know how desperate you can get for them to just get better. You may have begged God to heal them, but if He didn't, what then? Many things happen that shake us and make us doubt God's goodness. We might beg and beg and wonder why He doesn't seem to hear us. But He does. He listens. He cares. The things that grieve us grieve Him too. And He will be there for us always, even when He doesn't calm the storm. My God remains good through all of life's struggles. He never changes, despite all that changes in my life. In every difficult moment, He is there. He takes care of me. He holds my hand and gives me the strength I need moment by moment. Good times come and go. Storms sometimes feel like they're lasting forever. But no matter what comes my way, I am choosing to trust God to help me through. All right, let's dig into this devotion a little deeper. We don't know why painful things happen in our lives, but we do know that Jesus weeps with us. Jesus is God in flesh, and He experienced suffering and hardship. Because He loves us, He died and rose again to make the way to be with us and to one day put an end to suffering, sin, and death forever when He returns. In the meantime, He has given His Holy Spirit to everyone who has put their trust in Him. Through the Holy Spirit, He is with us in the midst of our suffering, feeling our hurts with us and offering us comfort and strength. Now, you can find out more about that when you read the good news. Go to unlocked.org and tap on Know Jesus there in the menu. Have you ever been surprised by a storm in your life? Did you see any glimpses of God's goodness in the midst of it? And what was that like? What might it look like to trust God in the middle of a storm? Do you have any favorite Bible verses that remind you of how trustworthy God is? If not, consider asking a parent, a pastor, maybe a youth leader or a counselor or a friend to help you find some. Now, as you and I can read in Psalm 31:22, "In panic, I cried out, 'I am cut off from the Lord.' But You heard my cry for mercy and answered my call for help." And dive into God's Word for more in Psalm 46 to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. And if you get discouraged by what you see on social media, remember, you can go to God's Word to be refreshed. Now, one way to do that is by reading or listening to Unlocked on the Unlocked app. You can also read the Bible there, write down your thoughts, and find all kinds of encouragement. So search for Unlocked Teen Devotional in your app store to get the app. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, how Jesus is not just a peaceful teacher, but a warrior that fights for you. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.